You are listening to Empower Me with Ari.
Kings and queens, royal people, this is Queen Ari. I want to say happy Tuesday to us all. I wanted to get on here to share this, and so I wanted to let you guys know first and foremost that you have been chosen. We have been chosen, and so I've been saying this, and I'm going to continue to reiterate this. We have been chosen, and I wanted to share this word, literally the word realized. And so I want to share the word realized because I believe that it is important to understand what that means. It's important to understand that realized means become fully aware of something as a fact, to understand clearly, and it's to cause something to happen, to give actual or physical form to make from a transaction. So to become fully aware of something as a fact, to understand clearly. And so Holy Spirit began to minister to me about realizing something. And it means coming into truth of something, coming into order of something. I've realized this is truth. I've realized this is fact. I've realized this is the order of the Lord. I've realized this thing that God has already released. And so I want to encourage us to realize that we are the body of Christ. Listen, again, I'm going to continue to reiterate this because this is what Holy Spirit continues to impress upon my heart. When we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, everything from that moment shifted. Everything shifted from that moment. We became back in proper alignment, even better before what Adam and Eve did. We became back in proper alignment to be able to talk with our Father face to face and yet be alive, yet live. And the Lord literally allowed us to come to Him, to come to Him. There's only one way to the Father, and that is through the Son, Jesus Christ. So there's no longer a veil, and we have to realize that something shifted in our lives when we said, literally, a spiritual I do. I do a covenant promise, a covenant vow that we made when we said, Lord, I make you my Lord and personal Savior. We made a covenant. It's a spiritual marriage that we have with Christ. And so we have to understand this as the body of Christ. We got to understand something shifted when we said, I do. When we say, yes, I'm ready. I'm ready to shift my life. I'm ready to change my life. I'm ready to do things different. I repent. Forgive me, God. Something shifted. Something must now be realized, because when we come into a new covenant, that means there should be different results. When we come into a new covenant, that means that we should have literally inheritance. When we come into a new covenant, that literally means almost, it's not even almost, it's a connection to. It could be a name change. It can be a character change, an identity realization or change, or even reconsideration to reconcile. So I want to let you know to wake up to the realization of you being a child of God, of you being the body of Christ. Because when you realize that, the fact is Jesus died for us, and we don't have to live literally in sickness, and we don't have to live in poverty. We don't have to live beneath what the Lord says. He has redeemed us from the curse of the law, sickness and poverty and death. He's redeemed us from these curses. He has redeemed us by being a sacrificial lamb and allowing His blood to be enough. There's nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. There's nothing more powerful that can stand up against either one. And when you realize this, that you have walked into literally an unlimited, my God, amount of blessings, an unlimited amount of ways and purpose that you could fulfill, an unlimited anointing, because the greater one is living on the inside of you and I. We got to realize the truth of what being believers is all about. realize it. I declare and decree that today, as you listen to this and you begin to share it, that something shifts, that you begin to realize the truth, that you begin to say, aha, I am a child of God, that you begin to say, whoa, I've been living beneath my privilege. I've been living beneath what the Lord has said, and it's time for me to wake up. It's time for me to come into purpose. It's time for me to answer the call. It's time for me to walk in order. It's time for me to receive and embrace these covenant promises and blessings. It's time, you guys. Realize what Jesus has already done. The fact is that we have eternal life. He wants us to enjoy our life here on earth and in heaven. We ain't got to wait till we transition to have a good life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. You all stay encouraged and remember to renew your mind. It's the gold mine. Love you guys.
Empower me with Aerie.